Five geeks, five opinions, one podcast. Nerd Death and Noir Network, where we do nerd shit.
Welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. First off, I want to say Happy New Year to JP and Melissa because we're here to talk about nerd shit. How are you ladies doing?
Can I just say that you actually didn't go before I did the clapping?
I know, it's my New Year's resolution. I was so proud of myself.
Aww.
I did it right this time, you guys. I almost started and I was like, nope, I'm going to wait for the applause.
I like that you set the bar at an appropriate level. Like, not too high, not too low.
Right. Because I wasn't like, we're never going to have technical issues in 2014 because that shit obviously wasn't going to happen. But no, I am going to get in after this applause, though. How are you, ladies? How was you guys' break?
It was interesting. I got some of the stuff I wanted to do done.
Yeah, the website's looking all pretty.
Yup. Still some more work. Y'all know who y'all are. I will hunt you down.
It's happening. Aside from the murder threats, what about you, Melissa? How was your break?
I had fun. Did some stuff. Finished season 4 of the 6 Feet Under show, so that was great.
Good.
I don't remember a lot of it, though. But I'm pretty sure it was a fun break. Like, I'm pretty sure. If I had to guess.
You're pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Vaguely confident.
Vaguely confident.
All right, so I'm going to start the show off like we usually start off the show, and I'm going to say thank you for past, present, and future donations. We very much appreciate it. If you want to know how you can donate to us, what you can do is you can go to nerdgasmnoir.net and down at the bottom or on the side, because the website's new and pretty and I keep trying to make it the old website. But there's a link on the website to where you can do two things. You can donate to us your Twitter account. DonateYourAccount.com/nerdgasmnoir is the link if you don't go to the site. Or if you do go to the site, which you should go to the site, go look and there's a donate button where you can donate us real cash monies in order for us to keep the show going. Hey, maybe if we get enough cash monies, we might not have any technical difficulties.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow. That kind of hurt my feelings. Anyway, moving on. Also on the new pretty website, on the right-hand side, there's cute little buttons, and those cute little buttons have links to all of the social networks we're on, whether you want to follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Google+, Goodreads, pretty much any way you can think of to follow us. We're probably on there, so make sure you check it out. The Google+ community, a lot of stuff gets put on the Google Plus community. And actually, we have a lot of boys putting stuff on the Google Plus community. So shout out to the Nerdgasm Noir boys putting stuff on Google Plus. Twitter's been popping off. We've been live tweeting shows. And even getting responses from shows. I maybe have possibly been a little reckless live tweeting Almost Human and Sleepy Hollow and got a couple of responses, which was fun.
Reckless. And Laura. Can we talk about Melissa's goal?
Oh, that we're trying to get Orlando Jones to acknowledge us on Twitter?
I really want him to publicly acknowledge us on Twitter.
He favorited a tweet.
But he just favorited. We want a response back.
We really do. One of these days he will. We'll get it, you guys. We'll get it. Don't worry about it.
He will understand the joy in our heart.
So much joy. But yeah, so make sure you check those out. Also on the link, also on the website, there are cute little buttons for where you can listen to us. So however you like to listen to us, whether you do iTunes, whether you do Stitcher Radio, whether you use the RSS feed, those of us still holding on desperately to the Zune software because it's starting to crap out. And where do we go?
Got no button for no Zune.
Well, don't spend it anyway because they stopped making them. They stopped doing support for the Zune marketplace.
Yeah,
pretty much, it's going away.
Yeah, because we had like a Zune page and it's
gone. Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. And I'm not buying an iPod. I refuse. So I'm going through the process of putting my podcast onto my phone using the RSS feed. So however you want to follow us, make sure you check out the website. You can see where you can see how you can listen to us and how you can follow us. You can also leave us a nifty voicemail if you want. The number is 312-574-0591. I got not one happy birthday, and I'm a little upset, you guys. I'm a little upset. It hurts my feelings. Nobody cares, but I care.
Happy birthday, Deanna.
Thank you. Now call a voicemail or leave a voicemail.
Oh. Hold on. I will play it.
I will do that right now.
Play. Happy birthday, Deanna. End recording. There you go.
What we're going to do is she's going to call it and she's going to leave that voicemail and then we'll splice it at the end of this episode. It'll be amazing. Anything else you guys want to plug really quick, ladies?
I guess the only thing is if you want to send us feedback, make sure you go to our contact page. Also, we're looking for potential guests or ideas for guests. So you can email us at guests, G-U-S-T-S, at nergasmnoir.net. Also, if you have questions for us or about the show, you can email us at questions@nergasmnoir.net.
Look at us getting professional. Multiple emails. I feel classy, you guys. Feel really classy. Anyway. Ooh.
So.
Oh, speaking of voicemails, we got a voicemail from Maria?
Yes, we did.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Maria. So, I don't know if you guys know, but Maria's been on the show a couple times and she writes for the blog and she goes to cons with us and she's amazing. And I'm being nicer this year because I realized last year I was always mean to her on her and Melissa on the podcast. And I really do love them. So we have a voicemail from her. So yay.
Okay, so I'm going to play it. So give me a second.
Hi, girls. This is Maria. I was calling you because I heard you talk about what you were thankful for before you took your winter break, and I just wanted to say what I was thankful for, and so I wrote something for you. It says, these ladies have changed my life completely. I have never felt more understood, more inspired, accepted, and approved, supported, excuse me. Each one of you are truly amazing. Only half is thankful for Mel, though, because she likes to pose, have naked pictures of Steve Harvey for no reason. For everything I have done, for all I have met and all the places I have been because of you, I'm thankful for that. I want to be as conviction, as have as much conviction as Kia, as talented as Jamie, as charming and hilarious as warm as Dee, and as fierce as JP. And I do envy Mel's powers of sarcasm and trollery. Oh, and no eyes. They are so awesome. I want peepers like those. I have learned so much about myself and the world because I know all of you. So I'm thankful for all of you guys and everything you do. And thanks for all the fish. Love you. Bye.
Oh my gosh, that was the sweetest thing.
Did she just like randomly stick a Douglas Adams reference in there though? Like, that, I mean, the whole thing was touching, I'm not gonna lie. But that Douglas Adams reference, that shit was my favorite part.
Right.
See, and here you are posting pictures of naked Steve Harvey all over the goddamn internet.
He is shirtless, and everybody wanted to see it.
Nobody wanted to see it.
I've had numerous requests.
No, you have not.
I have not.
For naked Steve Harvey. I'm pretty sure. that I have had the request and that I filled them. And so you are all welcome.
You know what?
If he ever does another photo shoot, I mean, I'll be on the lookout.
No.
I'll put it in my Google Buzz and have it pop up.
Why do you
I hate Melissa for two reasons. One, because nobody wants to see that shit. Two, because you know Google Buzz does not even exist anymore. Why you gotta be rude?
Just rude. Rude. Anyway, that was touching. You know, I just wanted to be like, you know, all tears and stuff. So, teary-eyed.
Warm. Okay, can you please not ever make that noise ever again?
It was the awe noise. I mean, we're getting used to the sound effects, guys. And it's going to take a while, but soon we'll be running as smoothly as the Big Bang Theory with our sound effects.
You mean the laugh tracks?
Yeah, be great.
One of these days.
Oh, that's what I was going to find out about the laugh track on the show Amen. Oh, that was a good part of my break. I rediscovered my love for the show Amen.
Amen was pretty good. Oh my God, actually, speaking of, because he was on an episode of Amen, Uncle Phil died, you guys.
Oh shit, yeah. He was on a few episodes of Amen.
He was in a few episodes. He's been in a lot of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, he died on the 31st. It's like, everybody saw Alfonso Ribeiro's tweet. And when that tweet happened, I literally fell out. I was like, why Uncle Phil? Just, it sucks.
Yeah.
Also on the break, Nelson Mandela died. What is it? I blame Jamie because Jamie usually brings the death.
She does.
And it's like, it's so sad.
Yeah, that's true.
But Nelson Mandela, he was like 100 and... What was he? 100 and... No, he wasn't 100. He was 90-something, wasn't he?
Yeah. I believe.
So he got to live a very long and full life. Unfortunately for Uncle Phil, he was only 63?
He was 65.
65. You know what? I've seen two different birthdays from him on like a couple different things.
Okay.
But I think you're right with the 65. But rest in peace, you guys. It's sad. And thank you for the voicemail, Maria. That touched our hearts. So we're going to do something that we haven't done in a while. We're going to go over the top countries that download and listen to us. First, I want to say... honorary mention to Sweden. You guys supported us in the very beginning. We miss you. Come back to us. I don't understand why you don't represent anymore. But our top country downloads, was it for the past year?
I think it's just overall.
So, overall?
Yeah.
Okay. Our top country downloads overall, number 3 is Canada. How you doing, Canada? I want to go to Canada.
Yeah, Melissa should totally ask Drake to take us to Canada.
Oh my God, Drake.
Oh, we're going to talk about something else in a second.
Is it about Drake?
Country number two is Germany. Hello, Germany. And country number one, even though we haven't been talking about Doctor Who or any BBC shows a lot, is the United Kingdom. So thank you to those three countries for listening to us. We hope our... show crosses borders, because I feel like we're very niche, but we're glad that we're niche to you guys too and that you love us. So back to what I was going to say, guess which one of these hoes is being followed by Kerry Washington?
Are we guessing?
Yes.
Oh, you want us to really guess?
Well, Melissa doesn't need to guess because she already know.
I do know. I was very excited about
it. I know it ain't goddamn me, so.
It's Melissa.
It's me. Yay.
Woo!
Damn it.
Oh, and she retweeted my Drake joke, which made my entire week. Okay, 2 weeks, because I loved it.
The rest of the fucking year, and you know it.
I know. She retweeted and she LOL'd it. Like, she ha-ha-ha'd or whatever. But it was because I really love my Drake jokes.
We know.
I don't even think I don't even think of Fitz as Fitz anymore. I tweet him as President Drake because that's who he is in my head.
You've been President Drake for a while.
I really do hear Marvin's Room whenever he speaks. Like, especially if he's on the phone and he's calling her on that Boost Mobile. I can hear it.
Ma'am.
No, but for real, why is the jump off phone like a 1997 old BlackBerry with like the green screen? Like, why? Why did you give her that phone?
That's how long they've been doing it.
Pretty much.
They keep that phone as a memento.
As a memento of the first time he ever called her for a quickie? Is that what it is?
Be like, Abby, I'm going to Camp David. Hey, bye.
I hate you so much.
No, that was fantastic. I love it. And we have to wait until February 27th.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard.
We have to wait till February 27th. Game of Thrones doesn't come back until supposedly March 30th.
Damn, I'd wait the end of March?
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's usually the end of March, the beginning of April. Mm-hmm. So March 30th, supposedly, that's tentative. Justified comes back on tonight, but I gotta freaking catch up on it.
I meant to record it. Oh no. I'll have to record it later.
So while Melissa quietly sneaks away to go report Justified, I'm gonna run down some of the other shows that are gonna be starting. Archer is gonna be starting soon. Actually,
well, Sherlock already started.
Community already started. I haven't watched the Community yet. I have it recorded, but I haven't watched it. I'm too scared, you guys.
Wait, Community? You what? I saw it.
I lied to you from the account. Do you want to know?
I just want to know, should I keep watching?
Yes.
It's okay. Yes. Because this is the season that Dan Harmon comes back on, right?
And it's clear.
It's like, it felt for me like in the first 5 minutes of the first episode, it was like coming back to something really comfortable that I really love.
So it felt like Dan Harmon's Community, not NBC's trying to
replace Dan Harmon.
Yeah.
It didn't feel, you know how last season kind of felt forced a little bit?
A little bit, she says.
She was trying to be nice. I mean, we love Yvette Nicole Brown, but season 4 of Community was just like, why?
Right.
It wasn't great.
Right. So, but this one, I don't, it just like the storyline didn't feel forced. It just, I don't know. It just felt different. So, and plus the references to, I don't know, this is not a spoil, but you know,
it kind of is, but it was so awesome that I still want you to say it.
Right.
Say it.
So they made references to Scrubs and how, like, their knife season and how, like, it was just so many references.
How they tried to get rid of everybody and have a whole new cast.
Well, like, the best reference for me of Scrubs season 9, and there were quite a few throughout the first episode, was Donald Glover getting mad exact breath because Abed pointed out that Zach Braff was only in about 5 episodes of season 9. And then Donald Glover's Troy goes like, damn that Zach Braff, after all Scrubs did for him, how dare he?
Because he's leaving. Yes. He's only in
But it was like, it kept doing references like that, you know? That's,
okay, I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah, you are. So it was like, it was kind of, I don't know, it was just like going home and like your cat or dog that ran away came back. And it was just sitting there like,
I miss you. I had that happen. That's happened to me before. That's a relief when the cat comes back.
So you know how I felt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Cool. So yeah, okay, I guess I'll watch those episodes.
Good news, guys. I have my DVR already set for Justified to record from last season. So I didn't have to redo it. It's already recording. Oh,
thank you. Yay! Great.
You guys might want to know the update.
Thank you for the update.
On that crisis.
What else? Sleepy Hollow went on hiatus. It's coming back next week. Almost Human still going. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to talk about Almost Human. I'm really fucking liking it, you guys. I really am. I still like it.
Can we just say this is a banner season for Fox? Like, they can't be used to this success.
See, here's the thing. My thing with Fox is they were pulling me in with Sleepy Hollow and with Almost Human. And then they got that really whitewashed Enlisted. And I'm like, not feeling it.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet, but now you kind of ruined it.
It premieres, like, I think this week. I think it premieres the day after tomorrow. But, like, I've been so excited about seeing people of color on all these Fox shows that now you have this show where it's like these three white guys join the army and they're wacky. I don't care.
I believe Keith David is there.
But Keith David is playing Black Army Sergeant. He's playing the same dude that the other dude from The Blacklist is playing.
There's a black guy on The Blacklist?
Yes.
I've never watched The Blacklist. I don't know why.
He's fairly light-skinned, but he is obviously black.
Oh, wait. You're talking about that guy.
Are we talking about Harry Lennox? Because I love him. He was in Dollhouse. Are we talking about Harry Lennox? He was also in The Matrix.
Right.
He's the resident light-skinned Negro who's not Terrence Howard.
Wait a minute. We have plenty of resident light-skinned Negroes who are not Terrence Howard, and they're trying really hard to make up for what Terrence Howard has done to their reputation.
They're not doing enough. And we're not counting Chiwetel. We're not counting.
He's semi-light. He's mid-tone. But, how did I forget? Michael Ealy's light-skinned, and he got light eyes. And he's doing so much better than Terrence Howard in general.
Jesse Williams,
he's tanned. Like, when I say light skin, you gotta be light skin. I gotta be able to see some veins.
Oh, God.
Do you mean like Rashida Jones?
Let's not talk about her.
Do you mean like Thandi Newton?
I mean like Kid from Kid and Play.
Also, you guys, I've decided this year I'm going to stop calling Thandi Newton Korean because it's rude.
It really is. It's rude to Koreans.
Rude.
What? It is.
She's never going to love us.
She will never love us, but it's okay.
I'm not
saying that she's ugly. I'm just saying that calling her Korean is rude to Koreans.
The best part was that no one accused you of calling her ugly.
Really, you were calling her ugly. Now you're trying to retcon you not calling her ugly, Like, we see you.
Okay. I didn't mean like she was. Okay, fine. I think she's.
It's okay. Too late.
I think she's part-time.
Look,
pretty.
That grave is dug.
Look. She's okay. She's a great actress. But she is part-time ugly. I'm sorry. I don't know. She is. I don't know if it's like some of the movies and what they put on her face and put her in.
You know what? That's true. A lot of the movies that she's in, they do kind of, a lot of the movies that she's in, they'll mess up her makeup. They make her face look all sunken.
Right.
That makes her look like she's hungry and I just want to feed her.
Yes. Like, she was fine when she was, like, in, what was that Vin Diesel movie?
Chronicles of Riddick?
Yeah, she was hot in that. So, but...
She still looked a little sunken.
But not as much as they usually make her look like.
That's true.
So, I just need them to stop doing that.
Who else? Just anybody but Terrence Howard, really. Anyway, what the hell were we talking about? This is our first tangent of season, four? Season four?
I guess so. Whatever. Season 10, if you want to. I don't care.
I was doing them in seasons. We didn't have a cliffhanger last season. Whatever. Anyway, there was some other interesting things that I saw that I didn't put on the Google Doc because I saw them while I was at work. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to store this in the back of my mind for when we get to the show tonight. And I forgot. Oops. Yep. Oh, now I remember. Guess what, you guys? I'm excited. Why? I'm excited. Jax from Sons of Anarchy and Hiddleboo are going to be in a Del Toro movie together. I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm. So your waifu crushes are going to be in a movie together.
All I need is Tom Meissen and who else? That's pretty much it. All I need is Tom Meissen and that bitch, and I'm going to fall out. Just die. Nobody else is excited about it but me.
Anyway, what's your next thing?
Wow! Whatever. Anyway, and my next thing actually is, guess where we're going next week? Well, some of us are going. Melissa doesn't want to go.
I have a thing.
Mm-hmm. Next week, some of the ladies from Nerdgasm Noir are going to be in Boston for Aresia. Woo! You don't sound excited. So definitely if you're going to be there, tweet at the Nerdgasm Twitter account. I'm going to try and set up like a little informal meetup, an informal black girl meetup at Aresia. So all of the geeky, nerdy black girls at Aresia can like chill together and kind of unwind, because Aresia is a fun con, but the first time I went was last year, and there were a couple of instances that were very jarring. As a lot of black people, especially black women, know, going to a con with nothing but non-black people, or with a lot of non-black people and like sparse amounts of other black females, it can be a little bit jarring the way people react to you and the way people talk to you at these cons. So I wanted to like do like a thing where we could all meet up and talk to each other and build a support group, so that way we can actually have fun at the con. So definitely keep up with the Nerdgasm Noir Twitter account. I'll keep you posted there. Yeah, and I'm gonna try and do that the more cons we go to, little black girl meetups. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, so I really, really, really want to skip this next, or our first topic, but I know that because JP likes to torture me, but apparently there was a thing going around called dinosaur erotica.
Dino erotica. And these chicks are making bank off of it. This is
yes.
Are you serious? They're making money off of this?
Yes.
Apparently a lot.
Yes. Like one lady, she had to bring in some of her friends and family because she couldn't keep up with the demand.
Are you serious?
And like the Kindle books are only about three bucks a piece, but there's a bunch of them.
I said last year I need to write some bullshit and put it on Amazon. Why didn't I do it?
There's a whole genre of monster erotica, and it's badly written. We can do this. I got loans. I want Sally Mae to stop being my longest running boyfriend. Come on.
Minus food, you guys. Wow. I didn't realize that they were making so much money off of it. Well... Okay, so I have a question. Are people seriously reading this shit, or are they just buying it because Dino Erotica, I have to buy it because I need to be able to tell people where I was when this trend happened?
Do you really care? They already gave up $3, so...
No, I want to know for that situation. When we start our...
Right, okay.
Hedgehog Erotica, I don't give a shit as long as you pay me that $3, but...
Oh my God. No. I was going to think of something else. Like, I was going to think about video game erotica, but then we might get sued. So,
never mind. Not only that, but people are already doing that.
Well, we know, but is it.
In a creepier way. I can't be that creepy, you guys. I think that's my problem.
Listen, I am looking at the cover of this dinosaur erotica shit. I don't get creeped out very easily.
You don't, because of that goddamn Steve Harvey picture.
I can look at those without with the complete irony. But this shit right here, man, it's just half naked women with images of dinosaurs like standing really close to them. Or you know something is about to happen because of the subject of the genre. You know they're gonna do it, and it's just like. How? And one is called Serpent's Kiss? Like,
nope.
I don't even understand. And that one just came out December 2013. It's $2.99. People are buying this, D. They're not buying it because they're like, oh, let me show my friends. No, I think they're buying this shit and they're maybe not telling people. Oh, and maybe that's why you're able to, you know, that Kindle thing is great.
Because it's not like format. It's on a bookshelf.
Yeah.
People could be like, what is dinosaur erotica? What's this? You don't have to like fucking put that between like fantasy and sci-fi. Fantasy, dinosaur, erotica, sci-fi. Like, you don't have to do that.
I'm going
to
say this now. Honey badger erotica.
No!
I swear to God, I better not see nobody write no stories. I will hunt you down. Trademark.
I'm not here for this, you guys.
I don't understand. There's some with dragons. Maybe we should do unicorns.
Look, okay.
No.
I don't want to. Okay.
And here's the thing. This is the thing I've noticed. Like, there are a lot of the things that I am willing to do for money. Writing dinosaur erotica is not one of them. I can't write creep shit. I can't write it. I just can't.
Taken by the Pegasus. Beast mating erotica.
I can write. We're going to
take
skip over
my
that.
Unicorn idea.
We're going to skip over that. I can write sarcastic ass stories on Twitter all day, every day. I'm not writing dinosaur erotica. I just fucking cannot.
You don't have to do dinosaur erotica.
I'm not writing unicorn erotica. I'm not writing honey badger erotica. I'm not writing griffin erotica. I can't do it.
I mean,
the Orc Chief's version tribute.
Bigfoot, but it's already Orc erotica? People writing. It's already people writing Bigfoot and Sasquatch erotica. So, yeah.
What? Oh,
Raptor erotica?
Wait, what?
Training with the dragon? It's a woman in a bikini and a dragon.
What? You don't have to explain this to me.
Captured by orcs.
Nope.
There is orc erotica. Here's the thing that just fascinates me. People are willing to pay for shit that they can easily read for free on fanfic. Like,
a lot of, maybe they just don't want fanfic.net in their browser history. They could just buy the pterodactyl erotica on their Kindle.
This is a better quality too. Demon in the moonlight? What?
See, look, here's I even have those cheap ass $1 supernatural erotica books that I tried to read over our break. I could not do it, you guys. It was so hard. They're so bad.
Wait. Supernatural? Is this the one where they...
No, not Supernatural, the show.
Oh, okay. Let me say a quick note. I am still highly disturbed that they make the brothers commit incest.
Nope.
Guys, should stop doing that.
Yeah, stop doing that.
I hear you. That never happened. No.
We have enough of those stories. It's just stop it. Just go to Dean and Castiel. Just start
Thank
doing
you.
That.
Dean and Castiel are a better couple. And stop it. Stop it now. Sorry.
Yeah. Ooh. No, I can't. No, I'm not here for that. I just can't write creep shit, you guys.
You have to figure out something to write to sell on Kindle for $2.99.
Right? Look, here's the thing. If I write something like that, y'all got to be willing to let us put Nerdgasm's name on it. It's our reputation. Yeah. Our.
Look, it's going to be made up some name. We're just going to.
Is it going to pay for web space? Then hell yeah, put our name on it. I don't care.
God damn. Damn.
Look, we already did a neurotica and y'all did body rolling vampires.
That's sarcastic stories on Twitter. I could do that. These people are serious about these dinos having sex with people.
And you can make a sarcastic...
Dinosaurs are gigantic! How are you sleeping with a dinosaur? I can't.
Very carefully.
Maybe their penises aren't gigantic, D. Maybe it's not to scale.
Maybe shrink to size.
I feel like we spent a lot of time talking about dinosaur penis right now.
My brain is broken.
Can we just move to the next one? Congratulations, those two women who are making bank on the creepiest shit.
What? Yeah, I am so proud that you got to make your money, but I'm not going to buy it. I'm sorry.
But I think one of the ladies has started out as a joke because she had writer's block. So she just...
Oh, that poor woman.
People was buying it.
You don't understand. That makes it worse because she probably has all of these great ideas for these wonderful stories, right? Like, just like fucking epic ass classic American or wherever she's from literature type deals. And she will forever be famous for fucking dinosaurs fucking.
Well, that's true because she was doing romance novels, but... She felt like everything was already done. So she's like, well, let me try this and see how it works. And boom. She paying the bills.
At least her bills are getting paid. Shout out to her. Getting her E.L. James hustle on. Anyway. Moving on. I'm so brain dead. I'm so sorry. We should have done the dinosaur erotica last because my brain is just off.
Anyway, so Whovian Feminism did a review of the Day of the Doctor.
Is it the usual Moffat is terrible?
Because
Moffat is terrible.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't come out and straight up say it, but they was like, they just felt like they just kind of called this shit in. That whole episode, it's like, y'all kind of called this shit in.
You're like not even trying.
Right.
Well, that's how I feel about the 50th anniversary special.
I thought the 50th, that was the Day of the Doctor.
Yeah. With Queen Elizabeth, because they didn't like how they, the representation of some of the women in the story were kind of...
All of them? Yep.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Why fucking Rose? I'm so tired of seeing Rose's face, for one. For two, the way that they did Elizabeth was terrible. That wasn't David Tennant's doctor. Like, it wasn't... He was trying... Like, David Tennant was trying to make it 10, but the writing was not 10.
Right. But, like, okay, technically it wasn't Rose. She just picked supposedly a person out of his near future.
Who was important to him, but... No, she picked somebody who was important to him, and she couldn't remember whether or not she was from his past or from his future, because to her, time is just...
Right.
Because the way time works for her. But it didn't have to be Rose. It could have been anybody else but Rose. Why
wasn't it? It could have been his wife.
Right, why wasn't it River Song?
I don't know. Okay, the reason why I thought that maybe the reason why it ended up being Rose, because that is the first person technically he meets after him supposedly killing all the Time Lords.
Also, the retconning.
Yeah.
I did not like that. Because it was, like, the whole point was... The story is so tragic. He had to get rid of everyone. And if it was he had no choice, yeah, that's cool. I would understand that. That would have been a good ending for the show, or for that episode. But instead they wanted to be like, I'm just going to do whatever I want. Because Moffat and it was really just a testament of Moffat's gigantic ego.
Because I was kind of had mixed feelings about the whole episode. Like, it was some great moments. Like, when all of the... When 10 and 11 and the... I'm calling him 8.5. came together. That... The dialogue between them. I liked that.
the dialogue between all three of them together was really good.
Yeah. Because it, like, it showed, like, they was kind of the same person, yet different. So, that part I liked. You know, he does that very well. But what he did to Queen Elizabeth, I was like, really?
It was terrible.
Isn't she the one who wanted, who did not approve, who did not want to deal with marriage or sex because of the politics of it?
Mm-hmm. Because so, Queen Elizabeth is Henry VIII's daughter with Anne Boleyn, right? Mm-hmm. And so Queen Elizabeth's whole life is my dad keeps finding these new wives, and his daughter from his first marriage turned out to be a crazy murderer. So what the fuck?
Yeah. So it kind of confused me that she would go run around after the doctor, you know, talk about, oh, my love and stuff like that. That's why, like, when the first scene when he was talking to Queen Elizabeth, talk about, see, this is how I know you're fake, because you want to marry me. But then it ended up being a real one. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it was it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was super terrible. What else? There was something else that bothered me. I didn't like I didn't like the retconning. I didn't like how they used the most stock footage as representation of Nine.
Yes.
It was like how they were like, oh, Donna and Martha are going to be in whatever, 2 seasons ago or whatever. And they used their IMDb pictures. Like, what the shit?
It was horrible, and I'm still upset by that. I was excited to see. I'm sorry. I'm still mad. Just stop saying they're going to be there. Don't even say that.
That was stupid and terrible. I don't know. I'm over it. I didn't even watch the Christmas special to see him turn into the new doctor. Yeah, I want to see cranky old doctor, but I kind of don't.
Yeah, so I have issues with that one too. I felt like they could have did a better send off for Matt Smith.
Yeah. It was really, like, that episode, it was really fast. It didn't really make any sense. And I didn't care. Mm-hmm. So all of these combined, was like, I don't know what's happening, but I don't really care what's happening. But I guess, I mean, bye?
Right. And considering what Matt Smith had to be working with for all these years, like, come on now. Come on now. This man has been acting his butt off with the most just half-ass writing. Because
here's the thing. Moffat can write a good general story.
But not the long haul.
But when it comes to the he can write a good story, but when it comes to the characterization, he's not that great.
Right.
Somebody pointed out, though, that because, and I think that's why the Day of the Doctor set it up for the Christmas special, because Clara ask them or beseech them or whatever to give the doctor another life, therefore the doctor doesn't die in Trans-Lala or wherever the fuck that was, and therefore Clara never dives into his grave to his time stream or whatever to save him a bunch of times because he's not dead, and therefore the last season it's kind of null and void, kind of never happened. Maybe Clara won't be there next season, is what I'm saying. And AKA
that's
hoping.
That's not going
to
happen.
I wanted to like Clara, but nothing about her interested me.
No. And I'm just like, okay, so. Oh, I don't know. Oh, this is pisses me off because Matt Smith, like, when he first became the doctor and the storyline still kind of made sense and it wasn't, just Moffat trying to show off. It was good. It was really good. It made sense. And then it just dissolved into who's going to date the doctor. I'm just like, no.
Well, my thing was, not even the who's going to date the doctor. Because it should have been River. River Song's his goddamn wife. Like, what the fuck? I don't like how he messed up. How do you mess up the character you created? Like,
I'm wondering.
Here's a better description of this, the seasons of Doctor Who, is that okay, there's a type of manga called harem, where you have this one guy, and then you have all these different type of women that fall in love with him on first sight. You don't really know why, they just do.
This is like Tenshi Muyo.
Yes. This is what's happening in Doctor Who. It's just a harem science spy show.
I'll give you that.
Well, hopefully with Cranky Old Guy, we'll get down to the business of weird stories and aliens.
Right. Hopefully.
Time travel.
And you know what?
River Song. Me I just want her back.
Also so. About the Christmas special. Like, Clara, how many seasons? 2 seasons? This will be her second season?
Clara had a season and a half.
Is she coming back?
No, she had a half a season.
She's not coming back, though, right?
Yes, I think she is. But whatever how long she been in the Christmas special, I swear to God, there was an inanimate object that the doctor was keeping around. That freaking inanimate object had more characterization.
Charisma?
No, character development than Clara had since she been on the God Doggish show.
Yeah, oh, well, Handle?
Yes.
Poor Handle. I think somebody did a rest in peace for
her. Like, how is this inanimate object get more development than Clara, who been here for half a season? Why do I feel more connection to this poor little head than Clara?
And then about, because the Christmas special was a send-off, you have these other send-offs to compare it to, and it's just doesn't.
It's not good. Because
10 had the best send-off.
Oh. 10 did have the best send-off. But here's the thing about Matt Smith, his intro was really good. Mm-hmm. Like, I still think that that first speech he did, like, when he was first Matt Smith and he first saved Earth as Matt Smith Doctor, mm-hmm. and he was on top of the hospital and he was like, no, you guys need to recognize this face because I'm gonna fucking ruin your shit. Like, that was the greatest intro. Like, that whole first season was good. And then some, I don't know.
Turned into a harem manga. That's what it turned into. That's what's happened. Moffa's like, oh, let me fill this show with pretty young women. And we'll just throw in River Song. So, yeah.
All right. Moving on. So I didn't get to read this article, actually, but I saw it around a couple places and I need to look into it. But it's the Why Marketers Fear the Female Geek one. Did one of you guys get a chance to read that?
So here's the gist of it.
Okay.
So marketers start out with, let's say, 100%. They spend 50 on men, 50 on women. If they get more response from men, they just spend more on men, but don't figure out why it didn't work with women. So, and then let's say, okay, now they're putting more of their budget into men. Oh, well, we see that men who are 18 to 30 respond more to this product, so we're gonna forget all the other men and concentrate on these men, and so on and so on and so on until they have till they try to get such a big market share of this small niche. So it got to the point that because since the beginning of marketing, everything has been targeted towards men because no one ever bothered to wonder how do we target towards women without putting their gender.
Instead of being like, well, here is a thing. Women might like this thing. They're like, here is a thing for girls.
Right. So instead of doing, and since like the same strategies that they've been using for marketing has been happening since like the 40s and 50s. So for instance, like say, like My Little Pony, French's Magic. So that is targeted towards girls.
Or was until
recently. Yeah, but then when they realized that a large you know, audience were coming, a large part of the audience was coming from men and boys, they decided, okay, let us add more stuff that will appeal towards them. So now they have the girls, and now they have this other market share for men. Okay, that's thinking outside the box. But Young Justice, which was targeted towards young boys, but they realized that most of their audience was female.
They just cancel the show, yes! Like a bunch of douchebags, because apparently said, girls don't buy toys. What right. the fuck ever? I'm sorry, I was mad.
Right. So because it's like, oh, girls don't buy action figures, but I'm like, one, those action figures sucked. Two, boom. They didn't even advertise those action figures, so you never even knew they was out. And three, you don't need to just sell toys. There are t-shirts, there are lunchboxes, there are socks, there's, oh my god. Like, if they had, like, t-shirts and stuff like that, those would have been ate up. Like, posters.
Backpacks.
Thank you. But no, they was like, oh, it's not the audience we want, so bump it.
That's so stupid.
So instead of thinking of, hey, you know, I don't understand. It's like the mindset of the of marketing needs to change, because all they do is just try to cater to this niche because it worked for. They pretty much are just copy and pasting because it worked for this one person. So they just going to keep on doing what they know because they just like, it worked for this person, so it has to work for me. They don't want to take a step outside of that. Because they just don't want to take the risk. They don't want to take a drop in profits. They want to make their profit margin as large as possible. So they rather have 80%. Of 50% of the population, then have maybe like if they have both instead of having like 50% of male and female.
So. It's like what you're saying. Women make up like 51% of the population. Men make up 49%. They would rather have that. Hell, they'd rather have that 50% boys than 100% girls because they think boys are going to spend money more. It's...
Yep.
Whatever. It's so stupid. So stupid. I'm starting to get really frustrated by stuff like this, and I keep going off on tangents on Twitter, and I promise I'll stop. I promise. But, like, it's so... this shit like this is so dumb. Like, there's a whole lot of money out there. If you would just market to fucking everyone, maybe you might like this. You might like this as well. You may also like this. But instead, you want that small group of dudes between 18 and 35 who you think is going to spend money on this shit. And so you keep pushing out this just dumb shit. And then... when you push out something and it's good and girls also like it, you're going to cancel it. That's so fucking stupid. That's so fucking stupid.
They put an example of something that was marketed marketed to both men and women equally was Minecraft. So that became a huge hit.
And Minecraft was marketed very gender neutral. It was just like, it's a game with blocks. It's like Legos on your fucking Xbox. And people were like, fuck yeah, this is fun.
Right. And so, like, even though that worked, like, most marketers just seen that as a quirk that, oh, okay, this just, you know, that it was just a, you know, a shot in the dark that worked instead of, you know, thinking that maybe they put out the game at the right day and right time and didn't just say, hey, you can play this game because you have a penis. Yay!
Yay!
And your penis is bigger than all the other ones if you play this game. That's pretty much how marketing is working right now.
Yeah. It's dumb. And I don't like it.
Right.
Anyway, Moving on. This is my, okay, this is my little tidbit thing that I put on the docket to just lighten up the mood, because I've been missing Jason Momoa in Game of Thrones, but don't worry, because he has a new TV show coming out soon. I don't know exactly when. They don't have a release date for it just quite yet, but he's got a new show coming out. Hold on. What the fuck is the name of it? I totally... Why? New Year, same potty mouth. I curse all the time. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? You guys don't care. Anyway, so Jason Momoa has a new show coming out sometime this year called The Red Road. It's an ensemble cast, but really I'm only going to watch because of Jason Momoa, because everybody knows Jason Momoa is gorgeous. Look at him. Just look at him for 5 minutes. He's gorgeous. Anyway, lighten the mood a little bit. Moving on. Bechdel test for video games?
Yep, so... It was an interesting article just about how to adjust the test that, how to adjust it from movies to video games. Because you can't really use the same rules like two women that are talking. I don't know. So, but read the article. I read some of it, but I just thought it was an interesting link. Our friend from... Super John Cast, Martin, sent out the link, so I thought that was cool.
Yeah, Martin is pretty cool with stuff like that. Martin is the one, whenever I get down on the world where I'm like, dude, suck, and why are white people so racist? Martin comes along and like fixes everything. He's like, hey, I saw this thing that's really cool, and it's got like a black protagonist, and this, that. And I'm just like, dear Martin, thank you. Thank you, because I was giving up on the world. Shout out to all my dude friends who do good jobs of pointing me towards good female protagonist anythings. Thank you so much.
Okay, so it has like different rules for like if it's a game with a known character and a known series, and then it has for a game containing a recognizable narrative. So it's like different rules for different types of games, because you can't just do a blanket test for each type. So
no, that's good. Actually, that's really smart.
Okay, let me get like I guess one example. So if it's containing a recognizable narrative, there are at least two female coded characters, of which both are either playable or a significant NPC. Two, who have at least one instance of sustained communication, so a conversation with each other, about something other than a male coded character or characters. So that's interesting. So this is just for a general game, and then they go into subtypes for games. So...
I like this idea. I'm gonna have to look further into that. I'm gonna start using that for the games I play. All right, ladies, is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Melissa's already gone. She's probably already watching Justified.
I'm thinking, and I can't watch Justified towards the end of it. That's just this craziness. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say so Deanna already said like what was her resolution for this year. So
all of my resolutions to be better at the shit I'm crappy at. Woo!
So, Melissa, did you do a resolution for this year?
Actually, no. I mean, I have some life goals that are carried on from last year that I just didn't bother to accomplish. So, we can put those on. I'd like to read more.
Wait. So, you're telling me that your New Year's resolutions are like the old rollover minutes from AT&T?
Yeah.
And he's going to the next year? Okay. That's cool.
I mean, let's see. I don't know. Just improve my life. I haven't read a book off my bookshelf in a while because I've been on this ebook thing. So I did recently do my free trial for Scribd. I'd just like to say this. The Netflix for books is the library.
Thank you. The library, if you go to your local library, they probably have an app where you can download ebooks.
Yep, they do.
The only reason I subscribed to Scribd was for the ebooks and because I was too lazy to go down the street and renew my library card, which I have to do every year here, apparently. In Detroit, you have a library card. That's your library card for life. Nobody asks you to renew that shit. You should. It's like, here, you want to read? All right, cool.
They should just give you a new one when that shit gets ratty. Like, okay.
And that's if you ask for a new one. If that shit still swipes, man, you're fine. But like in Southfield, they're like, yeah, you have to renew your library card on your birthday. And I was kind of pissed because I had just got right with the library because I owed them over $20. And you can't owe them over $10 if you want to keep checking shit out.
How so do I you get owe under $10 at the... What? How long man, did I you have a book for?
Not... Well, you know what? The trap is that the DVDs are $1 a day.
Oh, goddamn.
And I had Homicide Life on the Street for a while. So that got me. They got me. And I'm not, and I literally live like 5 minutes from the library. So it was too cold to go outside to go renew. And I couldn't renew it over the phone. Like, they were just being dicks. And so I just signed up for Scribd for a month. I'm going to try to read the few books that I got on Scribd before I cancel it. But it's just, it's ridiculous, guys, to pay for a Netflix for books. It's ridiculous. Don't do it. Stop it.
Go to the library.
Go to the library. It's right there. Or go to your library's website and then get the ebooks. Like, it's right there.
Okay, here. You may have to go to the library once to get that library card, because that's what I did. I went to the library. I got a library card. Been doing ebooks ever since.
Yep.
That's all it is, man.
And my library, my county's cool because my county and one of the counties next to us, both of those counties, the software they use is the same, so they work in tangent. So I could buy one from this, I could borrow one from this county or the county over. So if my county doesn't have it and the other county has it, I could still borrow that shit. Ebooks.
On so that would be my resolution this year, is to keep cool with the library so that shit doesn't happen again. Because now I got to remember 30 days from now to cut this shit off. Otherwise, I'm paying $6.99 for shit I can do for free and have more options available to me. Because they don't even have all the books. I thought they had all the books. They don't. They don't have all the books. Not the ones I searched for.
What they going to be the Netflix of if they barely have books?
Well, when Netflix first came out, Netflix had like niche movies. Like, they had, like, old movies, like, old Alfred Hitchcock movies that you couldn't really find anywhere.
But see, that was the point. You couldn't find it anywhere else.
That's true. You're right.
I mean, let me go on. Scribd does have a selection. Like, they do have a book that I've been waiting for from the library for a while because some fuckhead lost it. I don't know who you are. Fuck you. All right? Because I wanted to read My Soul to Keep for a while now. And you just lost it? Like, who are you? Who are you? Who are you, person? Fuck you. So they did have that. But, like, my best friend loves the Judith Kratz book, Scruples. And I just want to know why. But I can't find it on Scribd. So now I have to, like, renew my library card. And hopefully nobody's lost Scruples. It's from the 1970s. So who knows?
If worse comes to worse, you may have to Google Books It.
Man.
Or, what else? Amazon might have it for, like, $2.
Well, Amazon has a Kindle version for $6.
And I don't like the Kindle versions of shit. Oh, my God! Okay, wait. Go ahead and do your New Year's resolution, JP, because I have two facts that I need to share. I have two things that I need to share. Two things. Go ahead.
I guess my resolution is to try to play more games this year. Yeah. That's it. Look, I try to do the exercise thing, and I'm like, my booty too fat, so I don't care. I try to eat the healthy thing, and then, you know, the Midwest was blanket with snow and, like, polar ice winds.
I'm trying to eat better, not necessarily healthy, per se, because every so often, I will see a barbecue spot or I will see a Popeyes, and I just have to have a two-piece and a biscuit. I can't not. I'm sorry.
Right. And I'm blaming Kia for this because, like, every time I go on Walgreens, I look for that damn, like, creme brulee in the little jar. So I'm blaming her because she brought that shit over to my house and let me get a little bit. And now I keep buying the damn things when I see it. So I'm blaming you.
Okay. My two things that I was going to share. One, I got a Chromecast for myself for my birthday. And this bitch is really trying to get me to pay for Hulu Plus. I hate Hulu Plus. Everybody knows I hate Hulu Plus. Mm-hmm. But I almost want to buy it so I could watch TV shows on my Chromecast so I don't have to watch them the night of the show. Because there are a few shows that I'm willing to watch live. Most of them, I'd rather just DVR it. And if I can just Chromecast it, I don't have to get out of bed. But I'm not here for Hulu Plus. HBO Go has been doing me well. Netflix has been doing me well. But I almost want to get Hulu Plus. And then also, second thing, I got Google Books, right? I just last year found out how to put books, my non-DRM, whatever, file books, onto Google Books. Mm-hmm. And then I found out, like, 3 days ago, how to put notes on the books that I'm reading on Google Books. I'm a terrible nerd. Terrible. Yeah. I should be ashamed of myself. But I've been putting a lot of interesting notes in the book that I'm reading now. So there's that.
I feel like you're proud of yourself more than ashamed.
Yeah.
I am proud. Oh my God. I'm actually looking, like, I made notes in this book because I'm going to write a review of it at some point in my life or whatever. So I made the notes so I can remember what I was thinking as I was reading the parts. And I like my notes more than I like the book.
What?
There are parts of the book that are really good, but it's very up and down. And really, I don't care about angsty white teenagers. I don't.
Everyone cares about angsty white teenagers. It's the whole thing now.
Apparently. Apparently, but I'm just like, every time these kids are having problems, I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, remember that? Okay. Remember that Mad TV skit?
Pretty White Kids with Problems? Yes. Like, I feel like I should be singing that in my head every time. It's like, just Pretty White Kids with Problems. It's no bueno. Anyway, anything else, ladies?
Oh, I'm sorry. I know I keep adding on, but one thing. Twitter did the most towards the end of 2013. And I just wanted to say thank you.
What do you mean?
Okay. I can't even remember all of them. The last one that I remember was Black Feminist Twitter War. Hashtag.
Black Feminist Twitter War was fun.
Yes.
Very fun. Which one was the most? I feel like there was one that was most recent.
I don't know if it was last year or this year, but there was that girl who wanted to be part of Black Twitter.
Oh my God.
Maybe welcome I think to that Black was the Twitter. Beginning of this year.
Black That's Twitter's welcome guide.
Oh, I have to go through that hashtag again. It felt like for the last few months and this month, every day I woke up, there was a new hashtag to follow.
Man, Macklemore and the turn up function. Yes. That was the funny. You can't. No. Those. You can turn up, as many people have tweeted, you can turn up at the function.
But
it's not a turn up function. Also, I don't know what the definition of a function is in Washington, but in California, a function is more like a house party than it is like, I don't know, a big ass party in Times Square.
Well, that's in California. We call that a function if it's a... Function is more of a, like, professional or at least, like, black tie or something, like, something that requires you not being in t-shirt and jeans and just...
There's a program, there's an MC.
I feel like that's, like, a church function. Like, if there are ties and formal clothes involved, that's a church function. But just, like, a function, like a party, that's like a house party.
I've never heard function used for party. Like, my mind is blown.
We just call that party.
We use it as a party. It's a specific kind of party.
Californians are weird.
Well, we are a great group of people.
According to your commercial, but I mean...
Right, you know, but commercials do lie, so...
You guys have commercials for vacations in California?
We see them. I see them, Betty White is telling me that it's a great place to be.
I see commercials for Wisconsin, see commercials for Minnesota. I see a lot of commercials for travel to other states.
We get Nevada... And we get Nevada in the winter because there's a lot of mountains you can, like, ski at in Nevada. And then every so often we'll probably get an Arizona one.
Because they don't think y'all can take weather below a certain temperature.
Yo, look, y'all talk shit about California, but I can go outside, unlike some of you people in the Midwest and on the East Coast, who if you go outside, you will literally just fall out dead.
Look,
I got a good ass excuse why I can't go to work.
Some idiot went outside and lost his penis because he decided to do a fucking snow challenge. Guess who don't have that problem? California.
Okay, first of all, he was dumb. I mean, come on now. You can't just blame that on the weather. The weather told him what was happening. He decided to not pay attention to those warnings, and he lost the top of his penis. So,
no, I'm not here for that. All right, I think we are done here, ladies. Happy 2014. I think the only thing we have to say now is bye.